Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Intellect is a Blessing and Responsibility. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the immense in favor to His creation. He created man and endowed him with the nobility of an intellect, and I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad, wattaqullah, innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, dear believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, and indeed we have certainly honored the children of Adam. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, narrates that Allah has honored human beings. Indeed, he has. He has honored human beings through the bestowal of giving them intellects. So brothers and sisters, we need to reflect upon this. This nobility that we've been given is clearly the form of us being given intellects. For intellects are from the greatest of blessings we have attained in terms of giving us honor and the most beneficial in terms of giving us benefit. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah has extracted you from the wombs of your mothers, not knowing a thing. And He has made for you hearing and vision and intellects that perhaps you would be grateful. Hence, some of the scholars have said that a person is not given a more blessed thing, a more greater blessing than being, after being given iman or faith, than being given the blessings of having an intellect, a sound intellect. So how do we show gratitude for being given this blessing of having an intellect? Well, we should show thanks by using the intellect for what it has been given to us for, what we've been ordered to use it for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what He's encouraged us to do with it. And from this encouragement is that we contemplate upon the origins of His creation, so that a person can viscerally feel the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be cognizant of the expansiveness of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day are signs for those of understanding. So through the intellect, the believer is able to diligently contemplate upon the words of his Lord, so that he understands what is meant by them, is able to act upon their commands, and is able to abstain from their prohibitions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, that they might reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded. Brothers and sisters, who are the people of understanding? The people of understanding are the people of intellects, who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings they have received, especially the blessing of the intellect. Hence they nourish it with beneficial knowledge and cause it to grow through valuable and useful understanding. Allah says, praising the people of intellect, وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And these examples we present to the people, none will understand them except those of knowledge. So what will be the status of a person of intellect if they were to come and conjoin this blessing of having an intellect with the ambition and the aspiration for the highest of the affairs and the best of the inculcation of noble character. As one of the prophets is reported to have said, if the Most Merciful perfects a person's intellect, then his morals and ambitions become from the select. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the intellect is a trust given to us, and in turn it bears a weighty responsibility. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُعَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, about all of these one will be questioned. So the human being who has been honored with an intellect is distinguished and is in turn able to distinguish between right and wrong, between goodness and evil, between benefit and harm. And hence he abstains from all of that which is detrimental to him and harmful to his intellect, such as drugs. And for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, كُلُّ مُسْكِرٍ حَرَامٌ وَمَا أَسْكَرَ كَثِيرُهُ فَقَلِيلُهُ حَرَامٌ. Every intoxicant is haram, and that which intoxicates in large amounts is prohibited in small amounts. So brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on the danger of drugs. How great is its danger? For the harm that drugs bring to the intellects are immense, and the effects they have on people is so dangerous and so pernicious. This is because drugs ultimately cause a loss to wealth, a loss to health, maybe even leading to the breakup of families, and eventually resulting in a kind of moral and spiritual bankruptcy that causes one to lose the sense of well-being and eventually to despair of life itself. For these reasons, the UAE has constantly and always been engaged and continues to be engaged in the highest degree of effort and striving to prevent the harms of such drugs reaching people and to protect all of the people from them. So we ask you, and let all of the parents and fathers and mothers and teachers and anyone who's been entrusted with looking after children also have a sense and a feeling of this sense of responsibility towards their children and their students and the children at large. And this entails that they monitor their activities and involvements, that we be cognizant and aware of who are the friends of our children and what is the company that they keep, that we be aware and in turn educate our children about the harmful effects of drugs, that we warn them of the means by which such drugs can be given to them and enticed towards them. Nowadays, this awareness is even more needed because the means of communication and entrapment for our children extend to the virtual world, such as all forms of modern communication through social media, through messages, through phones and other forms of communication, whereby children can be entrapped through forms of temptation and deception. So let us double our awareness. Let us be aware and cognizant of what our children are doing with the means of communication that they have at their disposal. Brothers and sisters, let us take heed. We have been given this blessings of our intellects, and this is a blessing that we need to use for the sake of Allah, for it enables us to return back to Allah in the best of ways through that which brings benefit back to us and to our communities in forms of goodness, prosperity, coexistence, and peace, peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of spirit. O Allah, make us of those who show gratitude to you for your blessings and who accept you, Ya Rabb, and may we be of those who demonstrate obedience to you and obedience to those who you've asked us to show obedience to, such as your messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, and those who have been given authority amongst us in accordance with your saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, atiyullaha wa atiyur rasul wa ulil amri minkum. O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority amongst you. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.